Brothers and sisters, and all those who are attending this service through internet and in sanctuaries, today I'll deliver a message based on Senior Pastor's previous sermon, Each Man's Work, preached back in December 2003. To lay a foundation is crucial in constructing a building. Those who accepted Jesus Christ as the Savior have laid a firm foundation, but each builder's work on that foundation is different. Work, here, refers to efforts and sincerity exerted by a person. Each builder puts a different level of efforts and sincerity into his work. Also, when the time arrives, each man's work is revealed. Now, we are wrapping up this year. Over the last 8 months, we've had an unprecedented time of blessings. I use the word unprecedented, and I use the word believing that we won't have a stronger trial than this. I use the word unprecedented. With today's message, let us reflect on how each of our work has been revealed until now. I also challenge you to overcome all the moments of blessing permitted to us. Brothers and sisters, there's a saying that goes, hard work is never wasted. But much to our sadness, over the period of trials, we've seen some people's hard work wasted in an instant. Their work, which looked sturdy and beautiful, was destroyed like a sandcastle on a beach, crumbling down by a wave. I urge you to check whether your work, your building, has been damaged even a little bit. Even though it hasn't collapsed, you have to check if it was shaken by a violent wind or strong earthquakes. Matthew chapter 7, verse 25 says, "And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and slammed against the house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock." Based on these words, we have to see if we become more steadfast in faith. Just as a hymn that goes, "Blessed be the tempest, kind the storm which drives us nearer home." Only then can we completely fulfill Father God's providence of having permitted this fiery trial of blessings. Verse 11 of today's passage says, "For no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." This verse implies that our Christian life is based only on our faith in Jesus Christ. By believing in Jesus Christ, we can be forgiven of our sins, be born again of the Holy Spirit, and become God's children. Following God's words, we cast off all forms of evil and fight against sins to the point of shedding blood, thereby recovering the image of God. This is indeed a Christian life. In faith, our work is determined by how much we've obeyed the words, fought against sins, and become sanctified. It is also determined by how closer we've got to the full measure of Christ, how faithful we've been in our duties, and how much fruit we've borne. Just as 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 16 reminds us, "Do you not know that you are a temple of God and the Spirit of God dwells in you? The Spirit of God makes a temple of His children." Depending on how much we've put efforts in our work, both in spirit and in flesh, the holiness and perfection of the temple differs. To the extent we circumcise our heart, we can make the temple cleaner. Depending on how faithful we are in our duties, we can make the temple more perfect. As we carry out our God-given duties and face trials in various situations, we can equip ourselves with necessary spiritual qualities. Verse 12 says, "Now, if any man builds on the foundation which gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw," it categorizes our work, our building, set up on the foundation of Jesus Christ, into six materials. Also, there is a reason that they are listed in the order of gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, and straw. there are listed in the order of its value from God's perspective. Some may wonder, aren't precious stones more valuable than gold? Indeed, precious stones give out luster and have high value. But once they get a little scratch, their value declines dramatically. Moreover, if they are broken, they just become useless. But what about gold? It can be changed into a different form. Even if it gets a crack or a scratch, it can be restored to its original state. Even without a craftsman's work, people recognize its value. The value of currency changes over time, but it's not so with gold. So its value is acknowledged permanently. Whether these days or thousands of years ago, its value remains the same. That's why gold has been used as currency all over the world. One of the essential attributes of spirit is that it doesn't change. That's why God highly regards gold that does not change. Although silver is similar to gold, it falls short of gold in its luster and solidity. Moreover, its characteristics may change by the environment. That's why the verses lists gold, silver, and precious stones in the order of value acknowledged by God. What come next after precious stones? It's wood and hay, which refers to trees and glass, which are alive. The last one is straw, which is lifeless. Straw refers to dry stalks that remain after the removal of grain and staff. In building the temple in our hearts, some of us use gold, silver, others wood, hay, and straw. Verse 13 says, each man's work will become evident, for the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with fire, and the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. Here, each man's work will become evident signifies that we will find out how sincerely we've led a life of faith and how sanctified we've become. Whether we've built with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw, will be revealed. This relates to our level of faith as well. While there are five levels of faith, why does the Bible categorize our work into six materials? The last one, straw, is lifeless. Straw is what remains after the grain and chaff is removed. So, a person whose work is likened to straw, for short of even the first level of faith, they also have nothing to do with salvation. Then, what about a person whose work is likened to hay? They have life, but no fruit, so they are at the first level of faith. Next, a person categorized into wood is in a state where he has grown spiritually to some degree and bears fruit. He's at the second level of faith where one tries to act by the words. A person categorized into precious stones is at the third level. Just as precious stones give out luster, they can overcome the world by faith and glorify God. A person who's built with silver is at the fourth level where one has achieved sanctification with utmost love for God. Lastly, a person who's built with gold is at the fifth level of faith where one can please God. Father God is well aware of each man's work. He knows well with what kind of sincerity we've sown and acted, and pays us back accordingly. What does the day in today's passage mean? It has three different meanings. Let me share with you Senior Pastor's explanation on its three meanings. First, the day refers to the time when a particular session is over, like the year end, like now. Towards the end of the year, each man's work during the year is revealed. The work of a pastor, Sunday school teachers, cell leaders, sub-district leaders, district leaders, group leaders, leaders of mission groups is revealed. According to how much they've loved God and the souls, how much they've obeyed, and how diligently they've looked after the church members and led them beside quiet waters, their fruit is revealed. Also, how sincerely they've worked for God and how many people they've led into spirit and salvation is revealed as fruit. If their work is acknowledged, it is piled up as rewards in heaven. Second, the day means the time of test. The verse 13 also notifies us that there will be a test of fire, fiery test. Our trials or tribulations which test how true our faith is compared to a fiery test. What is most inflammable among the six materials? The answer is straw. Once straw catches fire, it is burned up quickly, leaving only ashes. What comes next is hay and wood. In weak flames, a tree may not be burned up right away. Still, it suffers damage. In violent flames, however, the tree is burned up soon. Then, what about precious stones loved by women? They are not easily burned by fire, but in violent flames, some precious stones may lose their unique characteristics or even be broken. It's like hard work being destroyed in an instant. The third level of faith is compared to the faith of precious stones. Just as precious stones are beautiful in appearance, people at the third level look good when they are filled up with the Spirit, but they're not always so. In the face of a great trial, their faith may change, degenerate. Thus, even those at the third level of faith shouldn't feel relieved. At least we have to get past 60% point of the third level, which is a lack of faith, and reach the fourth level of faith where one has no forms of evil or fleshly thoughts. People at the fourth and fifth levels don't waver or change even in the face of a great trial. They are like gold or silver, which doesn't change by fire. Rather, its purity increases with impurities removed. For example, as Daniel and his three friends passed their test by faith, they became all the more precious ones. Their work was not damaged by fire, but rather increased in value. Even in the face of death, they showed such faith, like this, on the day when a fiery test comes, we can check the quality of our work. Brothers and sisters, hearing this message, you may wonder, why have those buildings that looked beautiful and sturdy just crumbled down, although they should have never been destroyed, according to the Word? I hope you find the answer from today's message and engrave it in your hearts. Brothers and sisters, as I mentioned earlier, we, MAMI members, are going through an unprecedented time of fiery trial. We have to check whether our work belongs to gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, or straw. What would people who have built with gold or silver do? They place trust in the shepherd whom God has always guaranteed with the words and accompanying words of power, so they never waver at all in all circumstances. Believing in Father God's goodwill for Man Min, they look at everything with the eyes of faith. If you've looked forward to the glory of God, stayed thankful in hope, and prayed without ceasing, your work is categorized into gold or silver. As we spend the days of trial, I ponder over what faith is. I contemplated what true faith is. Since a pastor emphasized true faith, sincere heart, I ponder over again and again. Faith is to believe something invisible. Faith is not to look at the reality. It is to believe something that is not visible. It is to hope that is something impossible. Abraham, even after he turned 100, he was told that he would have a son. It was something impossible. As I preached at the Mamim Prayer Center, I preached on faith. I saw people over 80 years of age there. So I asked, if I say, you will have a son or daughter, they just left, just like you do now. But God told Sarah, you will have a son. So hearing this, Sarah left, even though this was something impossible. But as Abraham kept his faith, it turned into reality. Faith is to believe something impossible. What about Abraham? He was called by God, and following God's command, he just departed for the land. What about Mamin? Abraham believed in the word of God, and he only obeyed accordingly. This is true faith. I hope you engrave it in your hearts. When you have eyes of faith, we will see Father God's providence and Father God's will fulfilled at this church beautifully, more beautifully. If you figured out why senior pastor who set a good example and led a sanctified life is spending such agonizing days and make all the more efforts to achieve a heart of goodness and love, your work also falls under the category of gold or silver. Also, if you steadfastly carried out your duties and strengthened those who are weak in faith and wandering in despair, or if you've loved, cherished, and led even those who insist on their self-righteousness, considering them as the shepherd's precious sheep, your work is categorized into gold or silver. Next, what about precious stones? I mentioned that they are not easily burned by fire. But in violent flames, some precious stones may lose their unique characteristics or even be broken. The trial we are going through is a test of fire, stronger than anyone we've ever gone through. Even if your work hasn't been burned away, has your trust in this church and the shepherd wavered even for a while? Have you failed to fix your eyes on God who's been with Mamin and felt disappointed looking at the reality? If you failed to give thanks, lost strength to pray, and even neglected your God-given duties, your work falls under the category of precious stones. Brothers and sisters, we may feel discouraged in the midst of violent wind and rain that we've never experienced before. Yet, we have to engrave the Father's goodwill toward Mamin in our heart and carry out our duties all the more diligently. This is indeed faith. Next is straw, hay, and wood. When straw catches even small fire, it is soon burned away. It's the same for hay. A tree may resist fire for a while, but after all, it is also burned away. Then, how could these people's work that looked sturdy and beautiful was destroyed and burned away in an instant? It's because they haven't built according to God's will. Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 says, therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and acts on them may be compared to a wise man who built his house on the rock. And the rain fell, and the floods came, and the winds blew and slammed against the house, and yet it did not fall, for it had been founded on the rock. The word urges us to achieve sanctification with fervent prayer, and in deeds and truth. Word and prayer can never be stressed enough. As for people whose work has been burned away by the fiery trial, what they have in common is that they fail to live so. Personally, assisting Mrs. Bong Nim Lee and Mom in Prayer Center, I personally meet people. Not so many, but those who come to Mom in Prayer Center. There were times I was in charge of young adult members. And we had our fellowship together. Among them, some people, there are some people whose work was burned away. I was heartbroken to see those cases. As I saw them, I know them personally because we had a fellowship together. But all what they have in common is that they don't pray. Even as a Levite worker, they don't pray properly. Also, they attend, physically attend the Daniel prayer meeting, but they doze off during prayer and they cannot pray fervently. I try to advise them to pray, but even after many years, they couldn't resist fiery trial and ended up being burned up. And others, I also saw other people working faithfully in this time of trial. But some of them, they find it hard to pray, and they feel frustrated. And seen a pastor appear to them in a dream, because they were so frustrated and couldn't overcome the trial. They fell into despair. So seen a pastor appear to them in a dream. He asked, "Why are you so saddened?" And even after he had this dream, they still didn't pray well. So out of their own self-righteousness, they fought with people. Out of their own righteousness, they fought with other people. But they claim that they are fighting for the church and the shepherd. Yet, if we look inside their heart, they do this out of their own self-righteousness and out of their own evil. I was concerned. I was But finally, they were tempted by Satan and ended up leaving the church out of their evil. Brothers and sisters, it is word and it is prayer. They are very essential. Do you remember a recent sermon entitled "Sanctification is an Obligation, Not a Choice"? I was impressed by this message and also reminded of this phrase. Our sanctification shouldn't be an imagination, but a reality. In this church, we have many people who exemplify sanctification by only obeying senior pastor's teachings. Among them, we have our beloved Mrs. Bong Nim Lee, whom we can meet every day. Even amidst this trial of blessings, she's remained steadfast and offered up the aroma of prayer, thereby serving as a prop for Mom Min. She set a good example in how one can change ourselves through words and prayer. There are many people who are ahead of us spiritually, but we cannot meet them every day. So we don't know the details of how they change themselves beautifully. But what about Mrs. Bong Nim Lee? She leads the prayer meeting every day, every night. So she explains and confesses how she spent the day, like what she ate, what she went through, what kind of ill feeling she had. She just shares everything she had gone through. during the day. So those who attended Daniel prayer meeting know what happened to her during the week. So she shares in detail how she personally changed herself. And she confesses what kind of person she used to be and what kind of evil she had. But now she's changed into such a person. Because we can meet her every day. As I assist her at Mommy Prayer Center, I realized Father God had set up Mrs. Bong Nim Lee as an example for sanctification to show us how we can sanctify ourselves. It is to make ourselves a slave and discipline ourselves. Even though we lay a firm foundation and begin building on it, unless our building stands upright, it may collapse. Seeing the Galatians whose work was being destroyed, the Apostle Paul advised them with a lamenting heart in Galatians chapter 3, verse 3. Are you so foolish, having begun by the Spirit? Are you now being perfected by the flesh? Even though a person stays faithful and building faith for so long, if he thinks he stands, he may fall. If he becomes arrogant and blinded by his self-righteousness, he can no longer discover his shortcomings. As I mentioned earlier, those people, he fought with other people, he claiming that he fought for the church and the shepherd, and he urged and incited other people to do so as well, but he did so out of his self-righteousness. He was blinded by his self-righteousness, and he couldn't live a sanctified life, he couldn't circumcise his heart, and he couldn't discover the fact that he did all this out of his evil. And he ended up becoming prey to the enemy devil. If he becomes arrogant and blinded by his self-righteousness, he can no longer discover his shortcomings. He fails to see defects or imbalance in his work. Especially when we construct a tall building, it's crucial that the building stands upright. Burj Khalifa, which is the highest structure in the world, was built with the help. I read an article explaining how it was built. They used the GPS to set up the building upright. We've seen cases where a person of spirit or even whole spirit fell away from faith. Even the whole spirit could fail away from faith. Why? Because our work is not ours. As you are well aware, it was possible by the 99% of the justice seat of pastor fulfilled for us. We have done only 1%. That's why we should always discover ourselves. Years ago, I had a conversation with the senior pastor. I confessed, "Senior pastor, I think I can offer up even my life for Father God, for the Lord, and senior pastor." I made that confession to senior pastor, and in reply, he said, after a while, after a pause, "It is a lie. It is not true. But your confession is not true." As soon as I heard it, I was embarrassed and apologetic. Even so, I had an awakening in my heart. If my confession were true, I should have cast off evil, all forms of evil. I should have achieved a spirit and a whole spirit. Only then could my confession be true. I had this awakening. See, the pastor only has, and senior pastor wants all of us to live so. And even after we achieve a heart of spirit and a whole spirit, it is possible by senior pastor's 99% of the justice, we don't go through trials like Abraham did or Moses did. And what kind of heart did they have? Moses, he was the most humble man among over millions. And these people went through 20 years of or 30 years of trial. Only after that, they could achieve a whole spirit. But do we have such a heart? So what we achieve is not ours. It's not possible on our own. Brothers and sisters, among many heartbreaking incidents, one of the most deplorable thing is suing among church members. Moreover, if the one who sued other members is a church worker or a pastor, how lamentable and deplorable this is. Such things had never happened before. Throughout Manmin history. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 5 through 8, Apostle Paul also advised the believers of the church in Corinth, I say this to your shame, it is so that there is not among you one wise man who will be able to decide between his but brother goes too long with brother, and that before unbelievers actually, then is it already a defeat for you? So, Apostle Paul said this with a lamenting heart. All of us are well aware of how senior pastor has taught us and set good example for the last 36 years. And Mom Min, even a little child, would know this, wouldn't he? Preparing this message, I was reminded of a movie scene. In the movie, there was a murder case. Two people died in a family. Two old men were killed in this case. But the investigation didn't go on well. But the policemen, while they conducted an autopsy of the dead body, they found something stuck in the throat, and what stuck in their throat was a piece of nail. There was a piece of nail stuck in that throat. So that's how a criminal was caught. There was a son and a rich parent, but the son was not a good man. So in order to take his parents' possessions, he committed a crime. On a rainy day, he disguised himself and broke into their house and killed them. And the moment the parents were killed, the moment they breathed their last, the moment his mother breathed her last, she said, as he was wielding his wife, and his son left, but as she breathed her last, he put the piece of nail in her mouth. Why? It is to remove the evidence of his son murdering her. Because she didn't want his son to be captured. Even while that happened, she picked up the piece of nail and put it in her mouth, but it couldn't go down into the stomach, but it got stuck in her throat. That's how the criminal was caught. This is true love of a mother. What would senior pastor do? Even when those whom he'd served with sacrifice and devotion betrayed and sued against him, he acted only in goodness and love. Can't you vividly imagine senior pastor still calling them his sheep and praying for them with love? This is a heart of Holy Spirit and the love of Father God. Brothers and sisters, sadly, there were people who fell into temptation and lost trust in the shepherd in this trial. I happened to hear a confession from one of them. He said that his 25 years at Manmin had been in vain. 25 years is never a short time. By making that confession, he made all his work, prayer, services, and offerings destroyed in an instant. Hearing this, I was heartbroken and frustrated and had mercy on him. And that lingered in my head for quite a while. How frustrating this is. It proves his life of faith wasn't focused on sanctification and for New Jerusalem. If he had lived by the word, he would have received a spiritual faith. He would have been guided by the Spirit, and his work would have never been burned away in a fiery trial. Brothers and sisters, beloved senior pastor has only set a good example in deed and truth and led us with the words of life. By his teaching, we have been changed. Although we are not yet perfect, we've cast off hatred, jealousy, envy, and anger, ill feelings, adultery, and love for the world to a significant degree. To the extent we have changed ourselves, we live in amazing blessings. The true value in our life of faith is change and sanctification. We have many blessings overflowing. Back in my childhood, our family was blessed a lot. I thought if we hadn't met the senior pastor, how we would be living. We would have been separated and hated each other. My older brother, Pastor Hyunggun Chu, he was a heavy drinker. I was harassed by him back in my childhood. So it hurt me. Such ill feelings remained in my heart. My older brother used to drink a lot before he came to this church, and he didn't fulfill his duty as the eldest son. I harbored such complaints against him. So if I hadn't met this senior pastor, I would be living with such complaints against him still now. But after I met him, I could cast off such feelings. What a great blessing this is. We have received such blessings. How could he say his years at Manmin was in vain? We are not living in vain. Revelation chapter 22 verse 12 says, "Behold, I'm coming quickly, and my reward is with me to render to every man according to what he has done." At age 17, Joseph was sold into slavery by the hands of his own brothers, living as a slave in the household of Potiphar, the Egyptian captain of the bodyguard, must have been difficult to bear for a 17-year-old. And he was ended up in jail. Regarding this, the Bible says, "The Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made to prosper." All this was part of God's plan. Brothers and sisters, I've been with Manmin for the last 36 years. To briefly describe our history, it is reversal after reversal. The Almighty God has always been with Manmin and led us to be prosperous. Even at the moment, Manmin is prosperous. And we will continue to prosper until we fully achieve Father God's providence. How good would it be if our senior pastor spent the upcoming Christmas with us? But God's will was different from our thoughts. I contemplated God's will and reached a conclusion that this is another opportunity given to us, to me. For the last 8 months, I've assisted Mrs. Bongnim Lee, and I've dealt with patients and delivered a message. I also sometimes led the Daniel prayer meeting. I've spent busy days over the months. As I look back on myself, I realize why Father God has permitted such a time and how I should spend the days from now on. I once had a chance to meet him, and I shared my resolution with him, and Senior Pastor answered, "You should have done so. You should have achieved a heart of spirit already." So I engraved his words in my heart. Senior Pastor could have come to us earlier, but Senior Pastor, Father God has given us another opportunity to achieve a heart of spirit and a whole spirit. So I consider that as an opportunity, and I engrave it in my heart, and living each day with that resolution. I had time to meditate on Senior Pastor's agony and make up my mind again. I was reminded of his loving promise. All of you here are the fruits of New Jerusalem. I'll make sure to lead you to New Jerusalem anyhow. We believe in a great reversal, but a great reversal should happen in ourselves first, and then to Mom Min. I believe that we've been given another chance to come forth as the fruit of New Jerusalem. Brothers and sisters, I thought what the enemy devil would want the most at the first. The enemy devil would want mommy members to lose trust in the shepherd and leave the church. Second, they would want this church to be divided and destroyed while senior pastor is away. Third, they would want people to insist on themselves and disobey, thereby preventing God's will from being fulfilled. If this is what the enemy devil would want the most, what should we do? We have to do exactly the opposite. Believing in the Almighty God who unceasingly works with His power, we have to trust the Shepherd, be united all the more in Jesus Christ, and perfectly obey the order established in God's and Senior Pastor's will. Revelation chapter 3, verses 11 and 12 assure us, "I'm coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, so that no one will take your crown. He who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will not go out from it anymore, and I will write on him the name of my God." Brothers and sisters, do you remember this promise Father God made to Mom Min? He assured us that He would make us become the pillars of the sanctuary in New Jerusalem. This is a promise made to the church in Philadelphia and also to Mom Min. For the sake of this promise, our senior pastor is in that situation. We should also fill up our measure of justice for this promise. We will come forth as faith like gold through this fiery trial.
Hallelujah! Almighty Father God of love, please lay your hands on all brothers and sisters receiving this prayer here in attendance. Lay your hands on all the members of the branch churches and local centers, and all the GCN TV viewers, and those who are watching via satellites, cables, and the internet all over the world, transcending space and time. Plant faith in their hearts, and drive out their negative thoughts and doubts. Let all the trials and afflictions leave them. by the fire of the Holy Spirit, from head to toe, scorch their sick and affected parts, including all cells, tissues and nerves, all internal organs and intestines. Let the light of creation come upon them. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, all diseases, germs and viruses, and infirmities, go away. Let the light shine on them. Scorch their incurable and long-term diseases by the fire of the Holy Spirit. Burn all kinds of endemic and contagious diseases like malaria. Be cleansed and made well. All epidemic diseases, such as colds and fever, go away from them. Protect them from any kinds of germs and viruses and bacteria. Heal them of all kinds of cancers, like stomach cancer, lung cancer, liver cancer, breast cancer, womb cancer, intestinal cancer, and all other diseases like AIDS, leukemia, cerebral apoplexy, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, heart disease, lung disease, diabetes, women's diseases, thyroid diseases, and all inflammations. Let them be made whole from polio, stroke, arthritis, herniated discs, and many others. Let all kinds of pains disappear from them, like back pain, headache, and neuralgia. Set them free from epilepsy, autism, depression, neurosis, and all other mental diseases. Loosen them from all kinds of paralysis, and let them get up, walk, and jump. Let them regain good eyesight and restore good hearing. Let the blind open their eyes, and the deaf come to hear, and mute begin to speak. Heal them of after effects of all kinds of accidents. Restore their ruptured and broken bones. Restore them from burns, and let the heat and burning sensation go away from them. Father, let there be no scars left. Be cleansed from all kinds of drug addictions and poisoning. Father, regenerate dead nerves, tissues and cells, and bring the dead back to life. Father, please bless them to conceive a baby. Bless them to conceive a baby. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command the enemy devil and Satan, the ruler of the air, the evil forces and their servants, go away from them. Go away, you evil spirits, unclean spirits, deceiving spirits, spirits of falsehood, separating spirits and all forces of darkness. Loosen all bonds of wickedness and darkness and go away from them. Let the light shine on them. Father God, give them strength to cry out in their prayer and empower them with the power to cast off sins and become sanctified. Let them be in good health as their soul becomes prosperous, and let their family be evangelized. Protect them from all kinds of accidents and disasters, and bless them to lead a successful and prosperous life in everything. Please protect your children, their home, their business, and their work by the fiery hedge of the Holy Spirit, with the heavenly host and angels, and with your blazing eyes. Give students wisdom and understanding, and fill their hearts with more passion and desire for study. Keep their hearts and minds from worldly things and plant into their hearts more fervent love for God. Bless your children and let them give glory to you in everything they do, whether they eat or drink or whatever they do. Let them confess and testify to the living God, I've met God, I've experienced God, and received His answers and blessings. Father God, thank you. Let all glory be to you alone. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.